9. The Land of the Polar Serpents. The American Dream 2 puffed its way steadily north, and the weather got colder and colder and darker until they were travelling through total blackness day and night. And this was the home of the wanderers. It was an eerie place. Icebergs drifted by, taller than the masts of the ship itself, cracking and splitting and creaking around them in the mist. The crew fell silent as they went about their work, and even Norbert managed to lower his voice to a menacing whisper as he scolded and shook his axe threateningly at his men. For they had entered the world of the polar serpents. Statistics. Colours. White with faint grey markings. Size. About the size of a panther. Poison. None. Score 0. Armed with talons and spear-like horn, score 6. Defences, same as above, score 6. Speed, fast, score 7. Fear and fight factor, score 6. Total score, 25. Polar serpents live in the north, basking like seals on flat icebergs. Their beauty hides a cruel streak. A pack will even attack a polar bear. They nest in snowdrifts, crevasses, and on the tops of icebergs. They windsurf across the ice on their tummies and reach extraordinary speeds doing this. The polar serpents were great white dragons slumbering on the ice like oversized walruses. They reminded Hiccup of the saber-toothed driver dragons the Vikings used to pull their sleds back in the archipelago, except that instead of saber teeth, out of the nose of each polar serpent grew a long white tusk, like a unicorn or a narwhal. Polar serpents swam under the icebergs, and when they found shoals of unwary seals and penguins resting on the surface above, they sawed great holes in the ice so that the unsuspecting prey fell into their open jaws below. A polar serpent feeding frenzy was a terrifying sight. They could strip a mammal down to the bone far quicker than a shoal of piranhas, and as far as they were concerned, a human was just as tasty as a seal. Perhaps even tastier. Of course, the polar serpents weren't a threat when you were aboard a boat, but nonetheless, Hiccup swallowed hard as they steamed quietly past the creatures, and he noticed that all of Norbert's hunting dragons were careful to stay close to the ship as well. They roosted on the masts like a row of malevolent starlings, watching the polar serpents, with the polar serpents watching them back.